one who has the faith of Abraham. All this is Galatians 3, right? The faith of Abraham. Then what would you be thinking about giving? The tenth, right? If that's how it worked, right? Wouldn't be because somebody tells you you have to. It would be because that would be what was in your heart to do if your heart is full of gratitude. Gratitude. Gratitude to God for all of his blessing. Gratitude to God for the people around you. That attitude of gratitude is what comes about when you see what Abraham did here, because there's no way Abraham armed his household. We're told that was 300 people. And went out and defeated five kings who had already beat up two other kings. Right? So Abraham was pretty happy about the situation. He knew it wasn't him. He knew it was God. And so he went as Melchizedek came. It's hard to do, isn't it? How can you do Melchizedek for decades and then Melchizedek? Anyway, he came and he gave him a tenth of the spoils. So we can talk about the tithe, but what about the idea of the law of the tithe? And again, we're not Old Testament Jews. We are New Testament, no longer Gentiles. Because Gentiles means those apart from God, right? We're now sons and daughters of God. And it is not out from the law anymore. For us, it is out from faith, and the commandment we have is to love God and love one another, right? Everything proceeds from there. When you go look at the tithe in the New Testament, you have three words, apodikeo, tiktao, and dekatao, and decate. Those are the three words. Two of them are verb. One means to receive a tithe. The other one means to give a tithe. And the other one is simply the adjective that refers to the tenth, right? In the entire New Testament. Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, let's talk about Jesus. How many times did Jesus talk about the tithe? I let the record show. It's okay, I didn't know either. I knew it couldn't have been much, but I was kind of surprised at what I found. What? Okay, Jesus mentioned, it is recorded that Jesus mentioned in all four Gospels, the word for paying tithes or tithe or receiving tithes, Jesus mentioned three times. All three times, he was talking to the Pharisees, and all three times, what he had to say wasn't good. He said, basically, you're tithing, but you don't have a clue what's going on here. You're violating the law because what you're doing is not right. So those are the only three times that Jesus mentioned it. You can go look it up. Don't do it now. Talking to the Pharisees wasn't good. There are seven other times that one or more of these words are used. Okay? That makes 10. We could ask Jethro, okay? 3 and 7 is 10, yes. Okay, that's 10 times. And all of those other times are going to be found in the, I think, 1 to 5th, 1 to 6th, and the other 5 are in the 7th chapter of Hebrews. And guess what this is mostly talking about? I'll give you a hint. We just spent 10 minutes talking about it. With Melchizedek. Okay, the seventh chapter of Hebrews is where the writer of Hebrews is talking about who Jesus is and after and how it's quoted that he's a priest forever. What's that, 110th Psalm? Thou, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And he's saying here, Jesus, this is the order of Jesus' priesthood. He was not numbered with Levi. It wasn't mentioned there. In fact, he's out from Judah, and it doesn't talk about being a priest. And in that time, he talks about Abraham coming back and giving the tenth of the spoils, right? So Genesis chapter 14 is the first time that this principle of tithing verb, to pay tithes, the tenth, is mentioned. And you go through Jesus talking about it three times to the Pharisees, and it wasn't good. And then you go over into Hebrews, and in Hebrews, you actually have the majority of it just in the seventh chapter only of Hebrews. And it's talking about what we just talked about, which is Melchizedek coming there to Abraham. So, members of the jury, dearly beloved, this morning, what are we to think? If that's it, like Paul wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, Paul never used any one of those three words. And we don't think about stuff like that, okay? Paul was a Hebrews Hebrew, right? He was a keeper of the law, right? And yet when Jesus came to him that day, when he fell off his horse, light was shining, he heard the voice. Jesus said, how hard is it for you to kick against the pricks? I'm fixing to have to make you go against everything you know. Y'all, that's hard. You know, I couldn't say been there, done that, but there's a lot. There's a lot that over years, by the Spirit of God teaching and showing and sharing in my life, there's a lot of stuff that I grew up with that I've realized just I had to put it aside, right? Okay? And this was one of those things starting decades ago, again, literally decades ago, probably 40 years. But it didn't take away, it absolutely enhanced. It made it more bountiful. Because when you start trying to figure out, look, we know we're supposed to give, we know it's in our heart, we can see Abraham as the father of our faith. If it's our faith and that was his faith, then we can, you know, we can do the math. If it's in him, that I probably ought to be in us. But where do we get, remember what we're doing this morning, okay? I'm encouraging you. You already do this. I understand that. I'm saying